follows logically that he would need to destroy his son. Isaiah 53:10 says, God was pleased to crush his son and put him to grief. How much more would he be pleased to crush you for refusing to acknowledge that God hates your sinful life? And therefore made his son the king of all who would repent of their sins that might come out of this false movement and be saved. Be saved from the wrath to come. Lord, that's judgment. Do you not believe Moses when he accuses you with accusations like God abhors those who shed blood, those who deceive, the boastful and proud? God abhors everyone who is proud in heart is an abomination before the word of God. Assuredly, he will not be unpunished. Assuredly, but not be unpunished. We're going to force warehouse and pour your spiritual soul out. You're not going to hear anything like this. God abhors you. Jesus testified in Luke 16:15, everyone who justifies themselves in the sight of men might be esteemed among men, but they are detestable in the sight of God. Jesus said you're detestable in the sight of God, and you're esteemed in the sight of man. How many people you pray your prayers over and heal? How many people thank you for what you do? How many people esteem you? And if they're doing you, is it because you tell them what you do? Tell them the truth. Is that why the hate you? Jesus says, I've testified the word that you do the evil. That's the world. Hates me. Was Jesus trying to catch it? The false prophet Bar Jesus presented, you son of the devil. Enemy of all righteousness, will you not cease to make crooked the straight ways of the Lord? Was he gentle? Was Jesus gentle and humble of heart? Which I do think he was. But he did not succeed because he did not repent of their sins. He said that he was honorable for something before the day of judgment and for you. And he said, I praise you, Father, the Lord of heaven and earth. Matthew 1:25, that you've hidden these things from the wise and revealed them to infants. For this is well pleasing in your sight. So Jesus was pleased, and God was pleased, that some people can't see the truth, and that others can. That not what Paul says in 1 Corinthians 1? God has made foolish the wisdom of this world, so they can't perceive the wisdom of God in Christ to be saved? Madness to think that this is real Christianity is false activity of a subject. False activity of a subject. He speaks with a forked tongue that it might deceive your naive heart. The prudent sees the evil and he hides himself, and the naive proceeds and pays the penalty. Mark those who deceive and flatter. He was flattering words and smooth speech and turn away from them. There is no unity in falsehood. There is only division in falsehood. Do not come out from among them, be separate from the Lord. 2 Corinthians 6:14. What business does Christ have with Belial? What fellowship does a believer have with an unbeliever? Come out and be separate. 2 Corinthians 6:14-18. Come out and be separate. Out of this false movement. If you can't believe Moses' words, how will you believe my words, says Jesus Christ? Moses says, everyone who is unjust is an abomination in the sight of God. Deuteronomy 25:16. Moses says, do not follow the nations that I have put off, for I have abhorred them. Moses says, God hates all workers of sin. God hates all workers of sin. Jesus didn't even come to die for everyone. He said he came to bring division among men.
We came to die for everyone. Would he not come to bring peace and unity? He said, do not think I came to bring peace, but rather division. I came to bring a sword to divide man, to divide even families. There's nothing more intimate than families. And Jesus came to separate them because he did not come to save everyone. Hence, there are many people who are sent to heaven. First of all, thank you.
Kind gestures of burning hell along with you. Can't believe that. Can't believe Moses. The murderous accuses you. If you do not believe Moses' words, how will you believe my words? Says Jesus, John 5:45-47. The law of God is a tribute to lead you to Christ. You don't understand God's law, then you have fallen short of God's love. That God hates you, therefore, and he hates all those who do not love. Especially wicked sinners. We're all sinners without Christ. We fall into that category. Both of those words do not understand. May God have mercy on your soul, son of the devil, spirit of all defraud and deceit.
some kind of media?
Sorry?
Do you do some kind of media?
I'm just listening to stuff.
Oh, really? Yeah. I was just wondering if you get the whole thing set up here.
Just listening to people outside.
Really?
Yeah.
Before?
I'm a sound designer. And I just like listening to stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool. I'm really into like filming and media. I'd like to kind of like make my own music someday, like cool. Dubstep type stuff. Yeah, so, cool. So yeah, kind of the same.
Yeah, no, I pretty much do sound for film stuff, and sometimes lead crowds or people walking by and stuff. So.
Really? So you record like?
Yeah.
What do they call it?
Traffic.
Cool.
Yeah.
So you're the guy that makes it happen where I can go to freesound.org. And
I am a very big contributor to Freesound.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. And I put, you know, whatever footsteps or...
Yep.
Yeah. I used to use... Trying to make my, you know, little videos and stuff.
Cool. Nice.
Sound effects.
Yeah, it's always interesting to hear folks who use Freesound. Yeah.
Cool.
I do a lot of stuff with them. So.
Sweet. Do you have a card or anything?
I don't. Not with me.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
I'd love to. I try to, I don't know, connect with different media people and stuff. You know, make that...
Yeah,
get a number. I mean, anything. Do you have like, do you have your own website?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
Just like work for other folks. Sorry, no cards with me.
Have you heard of Compassion to Action?
What's this?
It's called Compassion to Action. Mm-hmm. That's kind of why all these protesters are out here. They're not part of the conference. They're against what we're doing. Really. Without trying to explain too much, they're kind of, whereas the conference is more about loving people and demonstrating like God's love to people. We go out, you know, love on people, tip waiters, you know, try to see that. I don't know, do you believe in God at all, or?
I'm open to the idea.
Okay. We're not hateful. I mean, I can't speak for every single individual because I don't want everybody, but the general people, because we're not hateful people. So it's really hard to have these guys out here kind of coming across as like...
Yeah, I would imagine.
Yeah, because they're trying to... But anyways, if you want to check it out, Compassion to Action, they actually encourage us to bring people. It's in there, so you can get it. Just say you're a guest, or you can come in with me, and I can say, "Hey, this is what I brought." We had to actually register.
If you want me to write my name down for you, I can certainly do that.
Sure. I gotta get in there actually. Shoot, sir. But yeah, I encourage you, tonight, if you're going to check out any night, tonight might be the best night, because the guy who's preaching, he used to be a...
Free food? Out it, but, I mean, you might, there's a lot of good people around if you ask them, they might
hook you up. Right now, I just came all the way out. So, I wouldn't be the person to really ask, but...
There's a lot of good people in this.
They probably want to get some food. I mean, I don't know about money, but... That was nice meeting you. I encourage you to check it out. He's kind of out of the box. I don't know if you know what kind of typical preacher guy, but... He has dreadlocks, and he's a preacher, and but God brought him out of, like, gang life, you know, Jesus, some guy shot at him from, like, a few steps away, and I missed him. He said he heard God say, "I took those bullets for you, are you ready to live for me?" Jesus appeared to him face to face, and then he just goes out and just sees all kinds of miracles happen. You know, whether you believe in him or not, this would be the place to check it out and see if it's, you know, see if it's real.
Well, thanks.
Do you need prayer for anything? Do you have any ailments or anything?
I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is your name again?
Tim.
Tim. All right, send me.
Tim.
I better get going.
Thank you.
Put it on, they will believe what it's called. You don't know what that night is.